Friday, July 24, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I told her, did she protest too?
Okay, we will call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization, the agenda for July 24th of 2020 for protest hearings. It is now 8:06. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, why would that happen? Did she protest?
You can't, you corrected her in under and overs. And the, it said at 155,535 is what you...
Oh, yeah, they're oh, yeah, I got the pictures.
You did a...
Yeah, she...
Courtney and Melissa said that we said it and...
Mm-hmm. So it should be done, so that one should have been...
Well, she still protested, so...
Did she?
We might just have the board take action at the 155,535 again and then...
Because I took into account the percent complete on her remodel. They bought it needing a lot of repair.
Yeah.
What's her...
That's just, sorry, Kevin.
No, you're fine.
Let's call roll.
I was just letting you go, Joan.
Kevin.
Here.
Larry.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Martin.
Yep.
Tony.
I will make a motion to excuse Tony.
I'd second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with agenda item one, the protest hearings. We will review property valuation protests by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and the recommendations of the referee, and we make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. So, all right, we will start with protest number four, parcel 089354345, Brewer. I know
we're going to take action. Or
30. I'm trying to find out when we set that. Do you remember?
I did.
Was that one of the earlier ones?
I did remember pretty early because.
Right here.
Because,
89345. That's it. On Pigeon?
Correct. That was the old DeSeris property.
Yeah, it was
pretty
dilapidated and they've got a bunch tore out and. They're living. I think they've got some of it finished. That's why we did a percentage on them for what's done. And the assessment office took her pictures and her evidence into account and used that information to do a percent complete to come up with. I want to say it's 155,535. Is that the number?
It's what? Yep, right there.
Yeah.
Up, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got it on the sheet and there.
Yep. So
if you want to pencil that in as the reference,
I will write it.
Okay.
I mean, I looked at it. If you want me to write it as the recommendation too, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
I didn't know she, well, it's number four. Maybe she protested before she talked to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
That could have been.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Really,
okay. So, we will move on to protest 36. Do we want to do these 1, 2, 3, 4 together, the Harris ones?
Or
are those we have to do separate?
We have to do three together if possible, and then one separate. Let's see. It would be 36, 37. She has two houses and two pieces of vacant land.
Okay.
Okay, so 38 is the separate house. 38, her mother-in-law's living there.
Okay.
So if we could do, so then it would be 36, 37, and 39 collectively. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, so we are hearing protest 36, parcel 008256, protest 37, parcel 006210.
Oh, this is the DeSerra song. Okay, this is, sorry.
And protest 39, parcel 007209 Harris. They were previous 6200, recommendation of the referee 8476. 5200, referee recommendation 8476. And referee recommendation on 39 of 142236.
Joan, if you could just zoom out just a bit for me, please, so I can. Okay, the three parcels are. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. The one that the red square is on right now is the one we're not going to do. That's the mother-in-law is living there. She owns it, but the mother-in-law is living there right now. So the other. So what we're going to do is going to combine the house directly to the north, and then and then those two vacant lots to the.
That house and then the two behind it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what Jeff's help, we combined the land with her house. This is Homer, by the way, in case I didn't say that. But so the house is going to go with those two pieces of land, which will she'll be over 1 acre of land, and then that would move her over to the acre method for land valuation, and that's the recommendation for. You know, for the collectively as the parcel, we came up with a collective value, and then we divided it up between those three pieces of land.
Yeah, it will all end up underneath the house parcel number. We won't change the platting or anything.
So number 36 and 39 are going to wind up with 36 and 37 are going to wind up with 39.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, because she was concerned about the acre method versus the square foot method, all of her equalization comps were because the other people were on the acre, so we just told her if you have over an acre, I can get you on there so you're equalized.
Okay, there's 7209, which is the one right beside.
Yeah, and we'll leave it in case there's ever a sale or anything on those, so the platting's always still going to be there, so we don't have to have it resurveyed or anything ever, so it's.
This one's going to come up again next year, I assume. She's done a ton of work to that house.
Very busy.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really nice. All that there's a huge patio in the back. I mean, there's been a lot of work. It's a nice place, but I'm sure the value will increase. Probably see this one again. But at least for now, she's equalized with land, and the land was the biggest increase.
Okay. Sure, those buildable lots.
There's actually some roads back up in some of those. Yeah.
Let's see, 8476.
It's tough. It'd be like building along Bluff Road.
Correct. It's going to cost
a lot
right
more
now.
Money to build there. Yeah. Some are better than others.
So
it all adds up to what you set it at combined.
Yeah.
So
8476 plus 8476 plus 142236 all add up to
The total,
the total for her new. Okay.
Yeah. So what we wanted to do is just that way we could answer each protest. We just divided it by three.
Okay.
Well, then we will move on to protest 38, parcel 007020 Harris.
Can I ask just a quick question on that one? So what is she appealing? Nothing? I mean, the rates are fine.
Well, the land value would decrease because she's
over one acre. I get it.
Yeah, because otherwise then she's.
She was fine with the 148 or the whatever, close to that in her house. Okay.
Yeah, so that, because she pulled, she did a pretty good job on her protest.
She requested 6.2. On the first and
so okay.
She request on her. Oh, this is the next year. 39.
Yeah, that's a significant increase, but she's done a lot of stuff and she's aware of that. That's good.
Yeah, because it actually, when we take it all the way across all three, it helps her.
So she's down, she's up significantly from where she was last year, but still down from where we.
So she's still,
happy.
She's got the same increase everybody else did now. Okay. On the acre, which were her equalization comps.
I don't know that she's happy, but I would say that it's equal and it's fair to her neighbors as well as herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
She understands,
Yeah.
This is the other one.
This is the next one.
Oh, the next one. Okay.
Which house is
the little house?
So this is,
yeah, oh, mother-in-law.
Yeah, I concurred with the assessor. So yeah, same, this is just her mother-in-law is living there. You know, paying family rent rates. But it's about a, I think it's a 600 square foot house. No, I'm sorry, 480 square feet.
Yeah.
It is really small, 480 square feet.
Oh.
All we did is corrected the quality to 10, which that's our lowest quality of house. It's 480 square feet with crawl space.
Generally, something like that's a 10. Anything under 600 foot square foot with a crawl space is a 10. I mean, it's a lot of times some of them are garages that people have converted.
Yeah, just as I was saying, maybe we could
sounds about
that.
Yeah, could have been. So we wanted to get that back in line with what it should have been.
So we corrected that, and then I concurred with Jeff with the new value at 39,175.
That's good to me.
Okay, move on to protest 40, parcel 154651 Barkley, previous 182, referee's recommendation is 230-330.
We're in Homer, right by the school.
That's the one straight back.
Okay. This one is tough. The numbers are coming high on this one. I spoke to him on the phone. He said he refinanced it earlier this year for $215,000. He did not provide any evidence of that. He didn't give me anything except for just that that's what he thought the refi number was. He bought it in 2015 for $180,000.
And that should have been a foreclosure too, wasn't it?
I believe there was something with that sale. Yeah. I think the bank let them sell it themselves. They always give somebody a chance to sell it themselves, and if they can't, they hire the attorneys, and they hire. There's a couple of realtors that specialize in it. Do they have that,
Sarah?
Because that is a
she's not
big
one of them.
House.
Yeah, that's not one of the realtors
okay
that specialize in that.
Yes, it's 1,970 square feet upstairs. It has, a two-car garage upstairs, and then there's a basement garage on the back side of it. You can kind of see the pad in the back of it.
Yeah, they had a pool attached for a while.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and there was a deck around it we had to take off.
We took off a deck. We corrected some basement. Basement garage area was causing a few problems in the system, so we've made a few corrections there. You know, personally, I felt I felt 279 was high. I felt I think he was asking for his refi number, which he claimed was 215. Yes. The numbers in the CAMA system came up to 230, which is my recommendation, 230, okay. 330.
Which would equalize it?
That's a tough one.
And it's tough with refi numbers, too, because sometimes, depending on banks and what they're looking at, they just want a certain amount of dollars for an addition or something. So they're not going to give you, the bank doesn't want a big number on it that they can get away without having that overhead. Depending on if they're keeping loans or selling loans. So it's tough to go with a refi number unless it has an appraisal with it that the appraiser is willing to back it up.
Janet, you want to start us off on the next
okay.
number 50?
So we've 230 we think is probably as fair as we want to go on that one then. Okay. The next one is item number 50, protest number 50. Property 0081654 Fisher. Previous total was 134. Current total 139, and the referee concurred with the current total.
No evidence here. Just was upset about the value increase.
This is out on the Bluff Road, I think. did we have the condition right on it? Because I think it was in pretty rough shape when she bought it.
Yeah, Dawn Hopper should have bought that one. And yeah, I think they've done a bunch of work. It's another one of those houses that is surprisingly large when you get inside of it. Because
it's a big square foot.
That was actually a mobile home on the one end. That's right at the turn that went up to our house.
Yep. Because.
But they have done a lot.
That's.
Yeah, they've really cleaned it up here just recently, too. It looks a lot nicer now.
Yeah, all the trees are out, cleaned up.
Yeah, I concurred with Jeff on that one. She didn't give me anything to say that it was should be lower. So we just concurred with Jeff there.
Go with that, okay. That was 50 or 40. That was 50, sorry.
She might be flagged too for a pickup, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
152 together, maybe?
That's good.
Next. Can we do the next two together, 51 and 52, the HUN?
Yes.
Okay, we will do protest 51, parcel 00948, protest 52, parcel 160899, HUN.
That's the lot right here, is the 89.
Yeah, referee's recommendation is 66,585 on 51 and 4,500 on 52.
Right, so yeah, vacant lots, Hubbard we're talking about here, so all he gave me was that it's on a gravel road and it's a 25-foot lot.
That can't be right, the 25-foot lot, is it? Is it a 25-foot?
I don't know.
Let's see, we've got it at...
Which one?
50 it's by 100. Yeah, we were 50 by 100.
That's not
is that
20.
The spare lot?
Yeah. Is that the one above it?
This is 75 by 100. It's right there across. It's on Main Street behind Boucher's. Or on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jensen's right here. And here's.
Okay. I think Jensen tried to buy this as well.
This one?
He was desperately looking for land when I talked to him the last
Sean wants to build.
He wants to build, right.
So if we put this in, we can check the lot width, what you have in there.
Yeah, it should bring up the dimension. I'd agree with Marty, there's no way that's 25.
60899.
There's no way. I mean, that garage is 24 wide, probably. Yeah.
Well, it should be one of the first.
50 by 100.
Maybe there's two lots in there and they're
what's the legal say?
Yeah, 13 and 14. Yeah,
they are 13 and 14.
Yeah. So they are 25, I guess.
But there's two of them. Yeah. Okay. And you've got both to they're one parcel, so okay.
Land study, nothing to say they're not worth that. I think Sean would buy them for he would buy them in a second for $4,500.
Yeah, I think you'd be.
He wouldn't even blink at it because he was asking me if I knew of any vacant land for sale since he had built those three other houses in Hubbard already.
Does the house have a basement under it?
On 51. Let's see. It's just so hard to lick your fingers with the mask on, you know? I swear this is...
You need a rubber
this
finger.
A,
kind of in the vegetable
for
department.
I'm going to spit over there for you, but I don't know.
Well, that, you know what I do is I touch something cold somewhere or the milk carton or something. Otherwise, I can't. I'm not licking my fingers.
He does have a basement, according to the record.
It's a mobile... Oh, he put it on a foundation.
That's not a mobile home thing.
No, this is
oh,
the
no,
next
not that
one.
The
I'm
other
going,
one.
I'm going
sorry,
to the next
one.
Okay,
that's
so
Chamberlain's at home across from the night stop.
Okay, so we're going to go with this Chamberlain. All right. That's up there.
This is protest 53 parcel 005567 Chamberlain, previous 45. Referee's recommendation is 5645.
Is Chamberlain okay?
Oops, no, 53, sorry.
Larry Chamberlain.
Michael Wayne.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be a song then. Yeah.
I looked at the record. The house does look a little rough on the outside. It definitely needs some paint. We're in homework. Sorry. It does need a little bit of work, obviously, on the outside. I felt it was in fair condition. The record says fair. I felt the record was correct, and then all I got was that there have been no improvements. He didn't tell me there was more damage than I could see from the photo or any other testimony, so I felt that the assessment was correct.
Okay.
56045.
Let's give him a $500 break. He paints his house.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay, that's right.
What we decided with the sale value so high, we figured it was just like kitchen cabinetry. Antiquing your home must be a new fad. It's just like when you go buy cabinets with wormholes in it, you pay twice as much. So I figure if you don't paint your house, it's antiquing and it should be worth more.
Okay.
It's the only explanation.
Protest 55 parcel 154481 Bledsoe, previous 385. Referee's recommendation is 581525.
Wow.
Maybe.
But they've got land and.
What all goes with that? That's a massive parcel here.
This might be the most difficult protest we had this year.
Is this Bledsoe?
Yes.
Oh, we just got year after year photos of no building permits, and it's a half commercial, half residential parcel, technically. They got the horse
picture.
Yeah.
That's really
is that?
That up, building just kept up,
just outside of Homer.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that
Harris's.
Is an impressive.
Yeah.
Set up.
So since
counts all the stuff, not just the house, though, right? The building. And
yeah.
That's the whole, everything they have.
What's the donut in the bottom right-hand corner, you think?
We think
that's their walking.
Yeah, we think that's for horses where you walk them around.
Okay. Yeah, that's their. They do training. They'll take in sick horses and it's a whole business, equestrian type business.
Where's that at? Okay.
Up behind Tim Harris.
Up behind Tim. Yeah. Oh, back up in there. Oh.
And those buildings now they just keep growing and additions kept coming on and. So what the assessor's office did, and Sam, and I'll get out of Sam's way on this crazy one, is when we went through and did our desktop review, was when we found all the additions and the new, and they've actually since built another walking pen and writing pen, and they just keep adding to this place, and we've never gotten a building permit from them. So we just measured everything. Put them in as a horse barn, horse stalls, and let Marshall and Swift calculate it. And then we had hoped they would bring in evidence or something to help us do something different with the value if we could. And they never did. For me, now I don't know what all they gave Sam.
Well, Mr. Bledsoe came in. He was upset. He was, mad mostly. But basically, he was unhappy at the large increase. He said, he hasn't done anything recently, but
two deputies on the day. Okay.
But he told me that I asked him if that was that huge building was a horse arena, and he said no, it's just all stables. So, and then he's got
which makes it more expensive.
There's stables throughout there. It's a huge building. I felt like the residential use is almost, it's more of a commercial use than a residential use on basically that whole, right half of it. They have, veterinary services. The house is nice, but the land and the buildings are just I almost think there needs to be a commercial use on the right side. So we're just asking for, I didn't have anything to change. He gave me comparables of houses, but he didn't give me anything with.
His house is fine. It's, we didn't hurt him on his house. It's a beautiful house, don't get me wrong. He's equalized with his house. It's the buildings. It's the commercial business he's running. I mean, they got so big. They bought that one. They paid a tremendous amount of money out there on Stable Drive where they've got the little feed store, Western clothing and stuff in it.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's same family. Yeah. And they got a petting zoo there. It's a really nice setup. And we worked with them on that. I think they would agree with us on that one now. But this one here is... We're going to need more information and evidence from them to make any changes on that. Because a horse stable is very, those are very good. Okay. There's, I mean, if not that we are in that market, that's multi-million dollar property in Omaha. Outside of Omaha where people board horses and stuff, stables. There's one between here and Ponca. And it'd be interesting to see what they put for the value on that. I believe they're a lot higher than we are.
I thought that was an arena.
That might be a riding arena, but
between
I think
Ponca and Newcastle.
Yeah, or someplace.
Yeah, between Ponca and Newcastle.
Stewart.
Yeah, is that who did that one? We got some smaller ones, but this one here is an impressive.
So if they broke it into like residential and commercial.
Commercial, it might. That's what you know. We would look at doing. We just need to make sure. We'd do an appraisal on it and get it right because it's just that big with everything they have. For them, and
so
there's just too many years of no building permits.
So they protested the 397, and we took it up to 581.
Yeah, that's
a little scary.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
That might be why he's mad. But but when we looked at the building, it was like half the size of what it is today. I mean, it's like it's one of those he should have never protested. I mean, we would have caught up this year because we're doing all the rural this year.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have been better off not coming in and just leaving that alone.
We've had a few of those.
Yeah. Not that that's good for the county, but I'm just, if you come and you protest and you ask me to look at it, then that's what we're going to do.
That one will go to the next level for certain.
Too bad we can't meet in the middle somewhere there, but I understand what
you're
saying.
It'll be a whole year before that even gets talked about again, so... I'm hoping by then we'll have had time for cooler heads to prevail and we'll be able to get out there, get in everything, and do an appraisal for
it. And like you see, that 397 number was the number that prior to some of the additions going on.
Yeah, that 397, was that just the outbuildings or is that the whole parcel?
That was the whole parcel.
So that would, in his house is, what do you think that house is, 300 and some? So that would put, I mean, that would put that building at a pole building square foot value with no concrete and dirt floors and
8 acres of land as well.
All
right.
No, we would like to resolve it before it ever went to, but it's going to take us getting out there looking at it and getting
and this will probably give you that opportunity
because we're going to get a whole year and I'm sure we'll be able to visit because actually we have to have mandatory meetings. I forget when Kim, she could tell us, but with that taxpayer before it would ever go anywhere else.
Yeah.
So Kirk would make us sit down.
Okay. So this isn't etched in stone for him at this point.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll set it at that.
Today. Yeah.
Do we want to do Lance now?
Are we ready for Lance?
Yeah, they never came in on the other one, so.
Lance is here.
Oh, we're good. Yeah, I got Lance's, I think it's this.
Okay.
Okay, so
we want to switch?
Does that make a difference?
No. No one else is here, so if you're ready. And I'm not sure Daryl is, as far as we know, he's not available today. I thought he was, but he told me he was.
Yes, and what I'll do is I'm going to walk down to the office and double check one more time, make one more quick phone call.
If he's willing to maybe be on the phone, we could do
that. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, when I was talking to him, that's what he mentioned something about.
Okay, we'll check.
A family obligation.
Do you want to do Bates while we're waiting?
Yeah.
Fifty-six.
Okay.
We're
really?
Can we do that without Jeff?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do Bates.
With the referee here.
Okay. We will go to property number 56. parcel number 0141916 Bates. Previous total was 29205. Went to current total 49130. Referee recommendation 45645.
Dove Trail manufactured house. The let's see.
Is that a manufactured house or a trailer? It's the same thing, right?
Our real estate term for it is manufactured
home.
Yes.
Okay.
Trailer, I guess, would be more common speak for it. Basically, all we did here is change the quality to 10. It's a single wide trailer, so when we recalculate the number at quality 10, it comes up to 45,645, equalized with all the other mobile home manufactured homes in the area.
How much ground width?
He has 0.59 acres.
Oh, half an acre.
So yeah, a little more than half an acre.
Where is this one located?
That's Dove Trail.
So it's close to where all the other ones are. So there's other things.
Golf Road. Golf Road. And
yeah.
Got it. I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, I'm sorry, it's me, isn't it? All right, next item is protest number 64, parcel number 0005338, Krause. Previous total was 93,905. Current total 236,970. Referee recommendation 215,400.
Okay, I think we're back at Homer.
Yes, that's Homer. I just drove by that property last night, as a matter of fact.
Nice house. Basically, done a lot of work to it. She did have, on the back side of one of her garages, is probably the only thing on the property that's not redone, and she did provide photos of that. She said, she's near the railroad tracks and near the highway. She did turn in an old appraisal from before her addition. It was in 2018 that she did it in addition to a house. After conferring with Jeff, we corrected the...
We'll bring us something on the broadcast.
Yeah, she brought in an appraisal. She brought in a few photos. Overall, the condition is actually good. we felt that the house was kind of small enough to be a 20 quality, and that's where we come up with the number for 215,400 is my recommendation.
Indeed.
There's her picture.
Yeah, it's a good-looking house. They've done a lot of work. There's a new roof.
Yeah, they added that
thing. Oh, addition, yeah.
So there's an addition on the property since the...
Oh, those are MLS.
That's not... Yeah, that's not that house.
Okay. I thought... Did you scan in her pictures? No.
I'll show you. I have it right here. There's the one...
It doesn't look like we did.
So the back of the garage... just for your... This is what the back of the garage looks like. The front's been re-sided, but the back, she's not done with it. That's what she gave me there.
Soft siding, when water hits it, it just poops.
Yeah, pops. And then she did complain about like her neighbors across the street. I can't remember who's...
Jessen,
you're right, yeah. So she just gave me kind of the surrounding neighborhood there. But I feel overall the house is still a really good house and
so that'll probably go to Turk?
I don't think this one will go to Turk. I think she knows what she has in it. I think at Turk, I think I would certainly bring evidence to support 215. Because she had an appraisal for 100 and, let's see. This is a 2018 appraisal. Now, this is before
the addition.
The addition, it was like 120,000. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess we felt, we lowered quality to 20.
It's a nice house, but I would agree that the neighborhood is a little
iffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would say. They're really, they've done a lot.
Is that iffy?
Iffy.
I don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah.
Requires enhancement. I don't know what to say about the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We have a couple that have neighborhood issues. I think there's another one coming later today, and off of Ponderosa maybe.
Yeah, because I think the sale I liked was just the one with the in-ground pool on Second Street.
Okay, so are we good with that, guys? I mean, you guys are builders. Go on.
Yeah.
215. Okay. All right. So we're on to the next one.
No, we're ready for Lance.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Move to Lance, since he's here. Where are his properties? On the back side?
I think it starts at
113.
113 on the back side of that page. We'll move to that.
Up there, Daryl.
You got me up there. You want me to sit back here?
Is Daryl?
You can come.
Yeah.
Is Daryl on the phone or going to have a phone or anything?
If you want to.
I'm happy.
Do you have it?
Yeah, these were Daryl sat down and talked to me about them.
Okay, so we'll start with 113. Or do we have any of them grouped, or are we just go one by one here?
I think we're going to go one by one, I believe. Because it seems he had individual notes on all of them, so I think that's probably easier.
That's your way to go about here, okay.
And this one would be the technical building.
113, parcel number 0153388,
yes.
Community Development. Previous total, $1,185,405. Current total, $1,185,405. And that is the recommendation, so, yes.
Yeah, and the, so this is kind of a twofold issue here that we're actually looking at. So the first part of it, as far as the valuation goes, his recommendation when he went back through, and I know Nancy, you guys shared all the rents and everything with Daryl, was $1,185,405 for a total value. The second piece of it is this is just like another case we have from last year where we have an exempt entity that has property they rent, but the property currently isn't being rented. It's the one, Joan, I think we talked to Mr. Tigas on, where we used to rent out here. And then that one, I know we're waiting for a precedent to get set on that. At the Turk. So he falls, so this one here falls in line with that. And Daryl and I talked about it. He went back and looked to see what they had done in the past because they work in a lot of counties. And he just hadn't run across that before where they didn't or where they exempted it. But then we also, I shared some statutes with him. And, you know, it could go either way. It's like I'm kind of supportive of DHHS, too, and their issue with their whole second floor over there, like I would be with this. But right now, it's a pending Turk case for the last year's issue. And I know they've already acquired an attorney. I've already spoken with that person, and they're doing a good job putting stuff together. And that was the one where we had actually taken it off the tax books, and the state came back in and made it. And not, they don't make us do anything. Ruth hit me if I said that, but I'd worked through my liaison, and they recommended we put that back on. And when we told them it's empty, they still said, "Is the intent to rent it?" And I said, "Yes, but it's to rent it to another exempt entity, which would keep them exempt." And they said, "Well, you can't, until it's rented, we don't know, so put it back on the tax roll." And that's what we did, and that's why we have that case pending. So I've looked through, there's so many statutes and case law going both ways that it's confusing, and I wish Kim was kind of here on that one.
She said we could call her.
Okay, so, and I don't know if, right off cold, if she would know that or not, or if she's worked with that attorney for DHHS yet.
Okay.
But I think Lance has two that are gonna be like this. I think one of them's a little bit different, and it's a public entity. NPPD itself is owned by the taxpayers, more or less. So it's a public entity, I believe, isn't it, Lance?
Yeah, NPPD is absolutely crystal clear from my standpoint.
Exempt, yeah. And I would never argue, or NPPD's exempt. But it kind of, again, the city's renting to an exempt entity on that one as well. So, but this one here, that's the value. That was the referee recommended that value.
Does the city own this?
Yes.
Is that the one where Northeast Community College was?
It says community development.
That's the division in the city.
Yeah, so CDA owns it. And I think that's where everybody, and they have an ordinance that they passed. That gets into a little bit of the debate on it, one way or the other. And I know they're trying to find case law around that too with my other case. But as far as a CDA is a needed, it's something you got to have. I mean, I wish we had more economic development as a county. And I know we've tried or are trying, but they're to buy land. They're in the business to actually make a profit because that helps the city. So they buy property and they're supposed to sell it. What we don't want to do and what I get back is they're not supposed to be land barons. They're not supposed to own 100 parcels and take them off the tax roll. They're supposed to be moving. So that's the argument that we get going back and forth with them. And they say, no, we can hold property, and it's kind of like a land bank. In a land bank, you can hold up to 20% of a city. I know legislation's working on that right now to pass it, which would pretty much just bankrupt the county right off the bat if it ever happened. I'm not saying our cities would do that, but some counties would be in trouble. So this one here, according to the referee, he said, you know, if we have to continue it and go forward, he'd support the board on it. But I'm hoping to have an answer on it, because we'll hear the DHH cut, that we're going to hear that case before this would ever come up as a case. And that would be the precedent. And if they say, and we can get the Turk on our side to say, nope, it's exempt, then that would clean this up before we would ever have to go to Turk on it.
So this isn't for sale, it's for city?
It's just for rent.
Community
development. You're not selling it, are you? No, I think it's just for rent.
Well, the building came in because of a grant from the Department of Economic Development from the federal government. And that had a 20-year restriction in terms of it couldn't be sold or you had to pay all your money back. So there's no, it's a detriment to sell it back.
Okay.
So it is available for lease or it could be sold on a contract and then have a balloon for after 2 years. The facility did have Great West Casualty in there. Joe Morton was in there. We did not object to the taxes at that time, but since it's vacant on both sides, we clearly believe, because of the York case, that it should be totally exempt.
So last year, it was evaluated.
So I think last year we would have been on the tax roll still. No, when did they move out? I forget.
I think it was in 2019.
2019, yeah. Okay, so his exemption for this property would take place for the 2020 year on it, which I think that's what the protest is for our 2020.
So is there a precedent in York?
Well, yeah, they have case law on it.
I have a copy.
Yeah, I think it's in the, I don't know if it's in the, did they scan this in the folder?
I've got copies of the court case here if you want it.
Yeah. York County, you mean, or York, Nebraska?
Yeah.
York, okay. Nebraska. And that went to this Nebraska Supreme Court.
It did not get scanned in.
Okay.
So if the state is still telling you to do it even after the York
Well, there's several cases. There's case law that goes both ways. I mean, it's just like BSL. Every time we pull case law, they come back with another one. But it could go on for years. I mean, I got books this big, three of them. That's just statutes and case law.
But in the case in York, the Supreme Court.
It's not. I don't think it. I don't think it's relevant. 100% relevant. I would argue, probably three different statutes against that. The first one is right off the bat, it doesn't pass. The building is there to serve a purpose to make income. It doesn't even pass the five-part statutory test. So that's 77202 right there. And if they can't get by that, case laws are irrelevant. So that's the problem with it. Mm. So, and Lance is right, they got case law. It's just like they had case law too. The attorney for the DHHS turned in case law, and then they gave him three back and said no. It just depends. I mean, it depends on what the department wants to do, really.
So that there's been no income. So that's like when it was paying in, when there's a lease rent, then it's.
Yeah. For the side that was rented for private purposes, we have no problem in terms of the taxation for that reason. When it's empty, it's a government-owned building that we believe and we think is clear, and in our discussion with the state department, it should be exempt.
That's not what we get from them. Clearly, I got that in writing with the other case. Absolutely not. Is what they told, and just to be perfectly clear, I disagree with them. I agree with Lance. Just to be perfectly clear, I mean, I'm not saying I'm agreeing with the department on this, but I've learned a long time ago not to fight it, because they'll just like homesteads last year. They don't care what the statute says. They end up doing what they want to do anyway. And when you push them and give them statutes to disprove them wrong, they'll sick Tony Fulton on you.
Can we get a ruling on something like this? I guess I don't know.
I can go to TURC, because the only way.
This is a new ruling area for me. I don't know how this works.
So, I mean, right now, in direct conflict of it is the TURC case for DHHS, an exempt entity who was renting to an exempt entity who now has an empty, and we are not. We had that exempt.
Yep.
And they contacted us on the audit and made us put that back on the tax roll.
Yep.
So what they're telling Lance is in direct conflict of that.
So which
is typical department standard procedure.
Let me give you something from Ruth Sorensen. Maybe that helps clarify. I just brought two.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll take a look at that.
So
you guys can read it together.
We'll read it together.
That's true. 202.
Which concurs with what I, when I talked to them, what they told me on the phone. So I thought we'd get something in writing from them.
Yeah.
So if it's leased to nobody right now is our concern.
Yeah.
That's our concern.
And that's the part where I think if the city's not generating income on it, and the cities or the CD or whatever's exempt. Oh, I'm sorry, here, Lance. Larry. If they're not generating the revenue, then as an exempt entity, and that's what we did, we took it off for them, we would take it off for the city, but we got busted. I mean, literally, they came down on us.
Yeah,
so that's in just, I don't understand. It's in direct conflict. I mean, maybe we need to call Ruth. Well, she would be mad at me if we did that, but
well,
I can,
apple.
What I can
it
do, I'll call her and I'll call Scott and I'll say, people, you need to make your minds up. Either DHHS is exempt and the city's exempt, or they're both not exempt. I can't treat one different than the other, because they both have a good case.
The only party that's actually looking at the building right now is Wayne State College, or excuse me, Northeast Community College.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's exempt.
And
exempt.
They would be exempt and exempt. But
yeah. So, and then you wouldn't.
They're not far from doing a deal yet.
Yeah. But that, and then that would still remain exempt if it's an exempt entity.
So basically, from year to year, this could possibly change.
It could change every year. I mean, if they have a private party in there is one thing, but if they're renting to any a school or, say, South Sioux City needed it for something, or the school district or something like that, that's then
that would
remain exempt.
So what's the solution to the problem?
My solution that we're, and I talked to Daryl about it for a while, is the case we have with DHHS. They've hired their attorneys, and they got, I think, from a tax law perspective, one of the best ones we have in Iowa, Nebraska, and probably South Dakota. He's the one that did all the work on the Hard Rock and the TIF, and he knows his stuff for Nebraska and Iowa really well. And he's pulled, like Lance has, he's pulled a lot of case law already on it. So what I'm hoping is, when we get our first meeting set up, I'm going to invite my liaison to it to see the evidence and then see if I can't. I don't want any of it to go to Turk. I mean, all the way to where we have to sit in front of these guys. I'd rather get it resolved before we get there.
So what would our recommendation for today for our proceedings to get the stuff taken care of for
make
the
make it exempt or
end?
For it to be a case that I can go back, that we'd have to have it a case number assigned to it. So I would recommend, what the referee recommended at the value, and just wait. Because whatever we get, it's retro. That's why I always say they have to have a case number, because it's just like with
so they could end somebody up where we no tax.
So the valuation can be correct, but there can be this.
Yes, the valuation can be correct. It's the exemption that I want the answer.
So we need an
on.
Exemption. An
yeah, it's got to be the same for all of them. Whether I'm right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I honestly, like I said, I think if the city is not generating income on it, it should be exempt.
That's
if DHHS is not generating income on that second floor, and I tried to talk to that lady. I told her, when they call you, just tell them it's for storage. Mm-hmm. Don't even tell them you're going to rent it. And they made the mistake and said they're going to rent it again to another exempt entity. So that didn't help the case. And next thing we know, that's when last year we had to put them back on the books.
So do you get rent even if it's an exempt entity?
No, he's not getting a penny on that. No, they aren't, yeah.
If we just pay
so how do they put it?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
They cover utilities or whatever, the person in the building, even though they're exempt, they're still paying.
There's nobody
something.
In the building.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No. And I don't know, you guys do like a triple med or something with them generally? Or
it can be either.
Oh, okay.
Some things, like when Great West was there, they wanted to do certain things. Northeast Community College was in there.
Yeah.
And they were different.
They want to do something different.
They don't
I mean, I think our goal is, what makes the most sense is, we're just watch DHHS on this. And
okay.
I honestly think we're going to win that, and they're going to be exempt.
Okay.
And then if I have a case on Lance's, Lance will be exempt. I'll treat them all the same way. You know what I mean? And we'll put that case law in everybody's file. We'll put it on our book. And
then the key will be every year just to see who the leasee is.
Yeah. And that's when, and I think Nancy does it. I think it's, was it January? I forget the date, but every year the city provides us with changes in leases. They don't have to give us the lease. They just have to let us know if something changes. And I believe Nancy does that, right?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fair to me. I mean,
that way we'll know. So if we have to put it back on, if it's Joe Morton double, or what, it'd be a private person. Anybody exempt keeps it exempt.
So this community development isn't required to lease to public entities. They can go either direction. So the flip flop.
I think they just need to get it rented because that helps all the taxpayers if they're collecting money.
So that valuation is probably correct. It's just whether it's...
Yeah, the value is, I think Daryl looked at it, and I think the value looks pretty good on it, but I'm just worried, it's that exemption I'm worried about.
But that's your recommendation for today.
Yeah, my recommendation, and I'm not, that was Daryl's recommendation, I guess. I'll just say I agreed with Daryl after the conversation.
Okay. For that size building, it probably is...
And that'll be worked out then once we get...
Yeah,
approximately how long will that take?
They'll be up this year yet, so we should know this year yet. So I think we don't pay 20 until 21. The COVID put the state back on the Turk hearings, but I think they're back getting it cleaned up, so we should hear it before taxes, I think, would be due. Generally, we get to hear stuff like this before taxes are due, so we can make a change. Before somebody has, and I think we have to, the board has to approve it as a, it'd be a tax roll correction.
Okay, should we go on to 158 then?
Yeah.
158, community, case number 00721-08, Community Development Agency, Previous value is $52,990. Current value is $108,780, and that is the referee recommendation as well.
We said this is ag land value. We're doing value. We're putting everybody that, if there's a field on it, it has to go to value and use, which trumps our highest and best use. So I think we set it to dry. So it's at about $4,461 an acre for dry, which is, it puts them right in the middle of the road, dry, middle to high.
How many acres is it?
24
acres times 4,000. Yeah, that's about right. Is there?
Yeah. See, before it was lower, there was a factor, because at one time all of this was being developed for our data centers before the flood kind of hit us, and so the intent was to be that. So I think we had it in there, and we kept a factor on it to keep it away from trying to go to a full price commercial or anything crazy like that. But doing value in use now.
Highway off of old Highway 20.
Oh, is that where that's at? Okay, so it looked like there was a path through it or something.
Yeah, it's right up. What is that, Keene Auto there?
Yeah, Keene Auto's down there, right from
old Keene Auto down there. Okay. Yep.
So we want all that to go back to the ag only. And without concern, I mean, because I don't know if there's anybody else looking, but until somebody else actually develops it to do something with it, and as long as the city farms it, it's value and use. They shouldn't have to pay a commercial price or anything else. They just need to pay the going rate for soil types.
All right.
This is part of a bigger, this is one part of a, I think, a 200 acre parcel or something.
It's on the other side of the road.
So
the same issue is going to fit on several pieces of ground. We still feel that it is exempt under the state statute, so we think it should be exempt and not just ag value.
Okay.
But on that one, you're probably getting money from the farmer?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So it's at least cash flow on that one.
To Rick Bosquet, the guy that rents it.
Okay.
That would be true.
If he is the closest, that would make the most sense.
So the 108, so that's up significantly, but it is tied to our ag tables.
Yes, it does. It's equalized with the ag table. Now this one here's got all kinds of crazy stuff with
it.
So
we're at 159.
Yep.
159.
So we know this will be what we want to do with it. We know that that is Ho Chunk's building, and at least the lot, the building, sits on with the parking lot is Ho Chunk's. For some reason, we don't have a plat. Now, the last person was a Heather Car. No, I forget who we talked to. Said they're going to do a quick claim deed for us to clean that up, because all the land that you see there is exempt, because that's our public use. That's a water. I think, is that the one off of 29th Street, right, Lance?
Correct.
Yeah, and that has a public use drain. So we have no issues with it, other than we need the legal document to switch that off of the cities. That's Ho Chunk's, and Ho Chunk should pay the taxes on it. Or are we tipping that one this year, or was it last year? I think it might be on my list too, because we got a new TIF coming, but I'm working with Heather. That's what I'm working with Heather on.
The setback looks, if that line continued down, looked like it cut it right through that building.
Yeah, the overlays, some of them are a little iffy. When you start laying the overlays on top of them, I got to talk to GIS and have them see if they can't clean some of that up a little bit more for us. It's getting, we keep adding layers is our problem, and I'm kind of creating a little bit of the problem, but I'll have to talk to Janelle.
Okay.
But technically, I think, and I don't know how much of it, Lance, would be I don't know if it's the whole piece above it. Maybe, no, it is, because there's a street off of that, I think, a potential street.
Yes.
Behind the parking lot.
The area on the north side of the road, that little square kind of space.
Yeah.
They're going to have to buy that from the community development, or the city, not the CDA, but the city. They're going to have to buy it from us.
They put it on our property, not
Yeah, it's sitting on land.
The building's on city property.
On city property.
Yeah.
I'd say that gives you a pretty good stance in that negotiation.
Yeah, because we know it's not, the city didn't build it. Wojcik, I think it's full, actually, now. I think she said she filled it up.
Yeah, there's 12 apartments in there. They're all full.
Oh, good.
Right, and that's good. Yeah, I'm happy to see that. Get some retail going in the bottom of that thing, and that's going to be nice.
So basically, going from zero to $1.5 million, basically that building.
Yeah, but and this, again, is one of those deals where, you know, the value on it's right. Where we have it is wrong. I don't have the legal document to see, because the plat and the latest plat I have still show it like this. So we just need it. As soon as the document comes in,
we should have a different name there besides South Sioux City.
We have no intention on the city paying taxes on that building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it would just stay in the city, wouldn't it, if it's tipped?
What's that? Well, yeah, the tax. Well, I think if it's in a TIF, yeah, we would. The base, whatever that was, I don't remember what the land base is on those off the top of my head, but
91,000, if I remember right.
Was that right in there? Okay, that's probably about right. I bet you.
So it's anticipated the owner's name will change on that one.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
It's gonna take several months. They have to go through a remonstrance period. So yeah, if everything was agreed to, just at least 90 days.
Okay. Yeah,
the ownership. They're gonna get taken care of. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we move on to 160?
South Dakota Plates.
160.
A third from Iowa and a third from Nevada.
Case number 0017646. This one was previously 6,480, now 16,800, which was the same as the referee's recommendation. Okay, so.
What do we have here? This is just a vacant lot that. Wait a minute, I got the wrong folder here, guys.
Take a lot, okay.
Is this one at E7?
First Avenue. 1615 First Avenue?
That's their address. That's the city hall.
That's the
Oh, that's okay. Make a lot.
So this is another one for the exam. Maybe that's the one I was thinking.
Make a lot.
7th Avenue.
Yep.
17646 is the number.
7th Avenue or 7th Street? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make sure. This is where we tore down the house?
I think it is. Yeah, this is right behind. Is that your parking lot, actually? If you go. Oh, no, wait a minute.
No,
I'm in the wrong place.
This is on 7th, East 7th Street. There's a dilapidated building that we tore down.
Oh, so it was one
old house.
It was dilapidated. Okay, so it was a red tag that you guys got rid of.
Correct, it's a red tag that we took over just to get it tore out of the neighborhood. So we bought it and tore it down. It might be a place for the school where they build school houses now. That's one that we suggest they might want to look at to put a schoolhouse on, which worked really good up on another lot.
Yeah.
So it's not for sale, it's just...
No, it has not been put up for sale. We want to hear from the school what they want to do first.
That'd actually be a perfect spot for that. Give them a lot, give them another place.
So, again, in this case, like all of the CDA lots that are up for redevelopment, we think it's clear that they should be exempt from taxation until they're filled by a private sector entity.
How do you obtain ownership to them? I mean, just when...
Well, there's a couple different ways. If you work it out with the owner, that's the simplest way to do it. Otherwise, we... tear down the house, we condemn it, tear down the house, and then put a lien against the property.
Okay.
And then if they don't pay it, then we perfect the lien against them.
But the CDA purchases a lot of these properties. Is it?
This isn't CDA.
I know, but I'm just
Yes.
In general with the...
We did that with, I don't know, Roses and Mora had some houses, and we tore those down. Just to clean up the neighborhood. Otherwise, yeah. Sit there forever. Which is, by the way, why they have land banks.
I've been trying to watch that legislation, Lance. I was actually going to call you about that and see what your thought was.
So while you hold it, then, for whatever...
So why did Daryl put a 16A?
Yeah, that's...
On that lot, that's the equalized lot value.
Okay.
So this is just another one of an exempt entity holding property. What do we do with it? Is it exempt or not? If it's empty. So again, this is the exact same thing as DHHS, as our West Side Technical Building, and it's just in a much, much smaller scale.
Yeah.
Now, we agree with the equalized value. We don't agree with from the exemption thing, but I think we're going to get our answer on that to fix all of this. But then I'll have something to write down, and we'll be covered, and we won't ever have to deal with it again. You know what I'm saying?
So that is a standard.
And it might be such a thing as I can get, when we're done today, I'll just try to get Ruth or somebody on the phone and see if they'll commit to give me and say that they would support us if we did that, and they're not going to come back. Maybe we can clean it up before we even go to Turk. I mean, I don't want to go to Turk on any of these.
How did it jump so big? Is that the equalized value of a lot? Went from 6,000 last year to
16,000? Yeah, it's pretty tough to find a lot in South Sioux under 20.
Okay.
What size is it?
I don't know. It's a narrow one. It's probably a 50 by 100 in there, 75 maybe. It should say on the, if we go up, he'd have to build kind of a shotgun style house.
Yeah.
Probably taking it out.
It's the older part, so it's
40 width, it says.
Oh, four, yeah. So
narrow.
Oh,
40 by 120. Yeah. Very narrow.
Yeah.
It's tough to build on a 40 footer.
Yeah, we'll put a nice trailer on there. We'll get it good with some fancy skirting that looks like stone.
You can build a mini house.
Yeah.
A tiny house.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody's got one. We'll tell him to buy that for you.
So basically, that is a current value of a lot.
Yeah, so he just equalized it with that. And like I said, we talked about the exempt. He's got the notes on the exemption and looking into the exemption.
So there's all those will be impacted by that. We're just trying to make sure the valuation.
Because I think Daryl feels like we do.
Okay.
Too. I mean, it's just, and I agree with him, it's just if we can get the state to put it in writing or we get the Turk to put it in writing, we're always covered. And then we can quote that every single time.
Are we on 161 now?
Should be 161. 161,
property number 0162271, previously 9,000, currently 170. So basically something major must have happened.
MPPD is what?
Yeah, now this is the one, I don't know, I think maybe, I talked to Daryl about it, and he was saying leave it on there, and he'd work with the board on it, but I still believe with MPPD's status as a, essentially, it's like its own political subdivision. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it's exempt.
Yeah.
So we would never tax them.
Mm.
Right.
So Daryl's question to me was then, we have the value on it. We're not taxing them. We're going to tax the CDA or the city or whatever for the building. And I'm like, well, I just know in no way should MPPD be taxed. And if it's the city of South Sioux, they're already exempt. I don't need any information on that. And then they were going back to the rents and what the rent amounts were and market or whatever it was. So this one here we went back and forth on a little bit, had a little longer discussion and got Josh involved too. Because I'm just, is this, Lance, is this South Sioux or is this, this is South Sioux, isn't it?
This beats South Sioux, I think, in this case. This one we think is absolutely clear, just like the letter indicates, two political subdivisions rent to each other.
Yeah.
We're going to rent space to the school in our library. That's not going to make it taxable.
No.
It's not
going to
happen.
If you rent space, no, it doesn't.
We think it's absolutely crystal clear that it should be exempt.
Because it's not MPPD.
Yes, and they are political subdivisions.
Oh, yeah. I almost say they're like exempt on steroids. I mean, to be honest. So that pretty much puts them on par with the city itself. You know what I mean? As being its own political.
Do we have some apples for that? What? Why are we?
So this one here, in my opinion, now Daryl said, Daryl's recommendation is the value that he put on it, and my assessor opinion on it is, I have two exempt entities renting to each other, and I, in my opinion, that's exempt. That's the assessor's opinion on that. It's exempt.
That would be.
I would do it anyway. Yeah.
And do you feel the state agrees with that?
Yeah, I don't think they would, because her 202 actually, the letter 77202 states that.
Okay. Yeah. So why do we, I guess my question is, why do we go through this process and go from 9,000 to 170,000 just in case somebody else comes in and
leases? We have to value it. We have to put full value on exempt parcels too. Okay. There's so many reports that we got to put out to really truly know what the county value is. You need,
okay.
You know, a lot of counties don't do that, and okay. It's going to cost them in the end.
So there'll be no tax, but it's just that
no, we put about
number attached to it.
We got it set up now in the CAMA system. If it's a 9,000 and it's exempt, they won't even get a statement. If they want to know what their value is, all they have to do is call us, and we'll give it to them.
All right.
But we're not even going to send tax statements out to exempt properties anymore.
Is there any reason that that's a problem, Lance? I guess I don't really.
I think it's exempt.
I understand.
I think it's totally exempt, and
the valuation
doesn't matter.
Okay.
It'll stay that way for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next one then. 162?
Yep.
Property number 200068, previously 544, 875, currently 443, 545. That's the current total and the referee recommendation.
Back to this one. What are we looking at? Oh, wait a minute. Is this the parking lot or the extra land that you added to it for them? My recommendation would be if this is what I think it is. Because there's two parcels that deal with NPPD. The assessor's opinion is both of those are exempt.
Okay, so this is the same as the last one. Okay.
Yeah.
But it went down in valuation, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Oh, for the land? Yeah. I don't know if they what they
that
did with
weird.
With the land on that. But
it's
Darryl,
the NPPD. Both of those are. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the parcel there, right?
On the other, triangle on the other side. Okay. It looks like it's got a building. The other one didn't. All right, so now we're to 163. Property number 0158797 before, and now it's 220,000. Or that was the current total, and the referee recommended 10,000. So, 895.
Waste Kevin has down along the highway there. Daryl looked at it and
it's not waste anymore. It's a road now.
Yeah, I think he put in. Is that where? Yeah, it's kind of where that road.
He put a road and he restricted the water flow through the lake.
Yeah,
bed.
So I question what use this really has. So I think the value should have dropped significantly on it. I don't know if it did.
It's unusable. If you look at it, there's not even access to it. When they put the highway in, they split off, I think it was Dan Ty's ground or there.
Dan and Loretta.
So I think that's somehow a leftover piece on the other side.
So now he's constructed a road on that piece of property?
Well, if he did, it's a private road. It's not, he not just any, farms it as far as I can tell.
Can he build a road on CDA property? If you go look now, he built a road to log all that, so there's a road built on that entire property.
Yeah, he could build a private road, not a public road.
A private road on somebody else's property?
Well, it has to be on his own.
Well, it's not on. It's on that property.
Yeah.
He doesn't own that property, does he?
Kevin bought all that ground that is east of that red line.
Yeah. But the road is on the red line. The road is in between the river.
Oh, it is, because I'm looking. When
is it?
Yeah, it's when between, you come down from
he's
that
built
lane,
it on CDA property.
That he did. Thank God.
And I don't know if he was doing it for drainage or what, because he built it
well,
up.
Well, he said that the state was there to drain that property. The state came and gave him an okay to do it. So he built that road to restrict the water flow, and then he put a culvert in. Oh. Then, as soon as the state went away, he buried the culvert. And then now that this is gone, he's filled in the canal that was the drainage area. And it's on your property. So eventually, if the landowners that live right on the other side of the road
We don't know who that is.
Has his attorney, so the attorney would probably have to address the CDA, since the road is on their property. So that's something that you might want to look into.
I've always wanted that little sliver to go away, to be perfectly honest with you, because even before he did the road, it's kind of been a waste thing. I mean, it needs to go away.
How does that go away?
But when you drive back, when you drive back up.
I can't do anything.
When you drive back up to town, take a look at it, because he's built right along the fence there, right on the CDA's property.
If Kevin uses it for a road, I think Kevin should probably buy it from the CDA.
I think that's the, but he's the only potential buyer for it.
Yeah, no, there's no, yeah, you're right, Lance. There's no use for anybody else to own that.
But then you get down to the value of, what was it, $200,000 or something?
Oh, it's not, no.
$10,000.
Yeah, they should have, is that what he knocked it down?
Bumped it down to $10,000.
Yeah, because I told him, I said, that's not worth, I think they had commercial value on it, is what happened.
I know this triangle piece here that has no roadway, can't get to a roadway, is landlocked. That 24, or that little piece is valued at $24,000. I know, because I pay tax on it. And it's a completely useless piece of ground.
And I doubled it this year, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's not equalized.
You're not.
I protested 2 years in a row.
Who's your assessor? That's what I want to know. I want to find the assessor.
So I know that property right along the highway is very valuable.
So $10,000 is the recommended referee amount.
Yeah, because we talked about, I said, look, it doesn't have about.
Sell it to Kevin.
They don't get a tax statement on it because they're taxed.
No, if this is the, yeah, it's probably, is it exempt?
It's CDA.
Lance, did you get a, it should be. I thought we had that. We had to get the dang commercial stuff off of it is the first thing we did, and then drop it down to, I think what he did is he went down to like the lowest quality of dry soil there was.
How many acres is it?
It's 4.4, I want to say.
Well, if it's 4, that's only $2,500 bucks an acre.
Yeah, I think it's 4.4.
How come the city don't sell it to the cabinet?
Well, truthfully, we didn't even know we owned it.
Well,
now you own a road, Lance.
Somebody else built it for you.
It had a culvert, but it's gone. So
you might even get on some future litigation.
You can dig up a new culvert.
There you go. Use it for somewhere else.
On this one, there's no, I mean, Marty, you and I are going to have to talk about yours to get yours fixed going forward, but I had no idea you had a corner piece worth $24,000 up there.
Yeah.
Unless that's Larry's spot. Is that where
Larry's? No, Larry's is beside it. Larry's is beside it.
Larry doesn't hang out there? Because if Larry hangs out there, we just double the value. That's Larry's ground.
Because it looks like it's even being farmed by whoever that guy is.
He probably is.
That'd be Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
So it seems to me that that would be a logical thing that he might want to buy.
I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would he? He already has it for free.
I know.
Why would he?
We're fine with that value. The 220 we were.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
We're fine with that.
Okay. 164 property 007191 8 Community Development Agency. It was $77,375. New valuation is $143,680, and that's also the referee recommendation. $143,680.
Let me see what this one is.
164.
Is this more the, this might be held for future development,
yep.
Because that's what it was going to be used for. Yeah, this was just, went back to the...
Eggland?
Eggland.
Yeah, that's part of that other piece.
Right? Yep, that land, yeah. So this one here looks like at about 31.3 acres, it went to about $45.91 an acre for dry ground is what we did. And again, this is another good conversation to have going forward as well, because the work that was done, including dirt work, you raised it. Isn't it at a higher elevation too now?
Yes, we took it out of a flooding issue.
So there's been work for a public purpose to put a data center on it to advance it. But as long as it's being farmed and we're getting rent, you know, there's always going to be a conversation point on it. But I know the goal then is always, you guys are still considering, right? I mean, at some point, you'd like to have somebody on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Like another data center?
We don't want to be owning properties long term. The state helped us get this property for a data center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were really pushing. It would have been nice to have that, just timing.
Do you know people in that house there buy a tract of land that goes toward Old Highway 20 and then cut out to the ditch?
That's the, where that little cutout square is, that's where that, you're
synagogue,
right,
it's Buddha, the synagogue, or something.
Synagogue group.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they wanted to get access all the way to Highway 20, so they're looking at that tree area to go to Highway 20.
Okay.
Yes.
Access road.
That's it. Find some sweet corn, look like in there on the ground.
No. Quite the volleyball players too. If you ever go out in there, they like to play volleyball. It's amazing. They'll invite you to a volleyball match. Be careful.
So on that one, if you are getting lease rent payments, is it enough to cover the taxes on it? I guess is that part of it that we talk about or not, or is that irrelevant?
Well, it depends. I mean, to me, as Daryl seemed to think, that was when we were talking about the NPPD, was the amount of lease payments, is it fair market or is it way below market, or are things of that nature being a gray area?
Yeah,
so, and I didn't have an answer for him either on that, and I never got back into the statutes to look at that. So I don't have a good answer for you on that.
Or because it's CDA, they don't get a tax bill anyway. That's what I was wondering, if they do get a tax bill for a
yes, they do. If it's rent, right now, the way we just, if it's, yeah, it's value in use. Mm-hmm. So if it's value in use as a cornfield, then that's what we'll put it under.
We did provide a lease agreement with Post Gate Dairy, and he leases several pieces from us, 91 acres in total. And his cash rent is $20,820, so it's roughly $200 an acre.
That's right.
I mean, I like the idea that you're buying property that will help grow the area, but just want to make sure that you come out when you're
safe
waiting,
on it. Yeah.
That you get cash flow to pay the.
That's about a fair cash rent in cedar, you know, in dry ground. But usually in market area one here, you can get more.
Yeah.
But it's not irrigated, I don't believe. Is
no.
It? No. So it's in the ballpark.
You guys know more about this stuff than I do. I'm just asking. We probably dumb
we
questions.
Still
no, they're great questions. No, you're doing. No, I like it, Janet. Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll push for is exemption of the property.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on this one. Okay. So this, right. Not just this one. This would be like we're going to look at this all of them, right?
Yes. For yes.
Anybody that's in this category is what we're waiting for a ruling on.
Yes.
So right now we're just verifying property value.
And we would say
value.
Public purpose is what you're looking at, Lance?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Moving to the next one then. 165 parcel or protest 165. Parcel 0158908. Is that what we're on, Joan?
Yeah.
Previously 334,000. This one went down to 93,570, which is the referee concurred with that valuation on that property. So this one dropped significantly.
Well, that's because the building. It was originally listed on the other side of the property, but it's actually on this side. So.
Well, we have it.
Okay.
So that's why there's a drop. And again, we feel on the lot that the lot should be exempt, because that's being used to,
just
sold
to sell that
the
for
CDA.
Some, yeah.
So we think it's exemptable.
And the public purse.
The old Crystal Cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where that's at?
The
Diamond Horse.
Diamond Horse. What was that one?
Oh.
Right across from Great West.
29.
So, that new building, professional building.
So this one here also would fit in with the vacant, you know, not rented. It's just, it's not doing it. The public purpose, or what they would want to use it for, is to sell it.
Right.
And get a new business in here.
Get a business in here.
Or even the funeral home's doing quite a bit of work. Maybe they need extended
parking. Is Great West in that building?
Yes.
Yep, they are.
Joe Martin is, yeah.
Joe Martin.
Yep.
So that one is an opportunity to build and bring in somebody to...
Yes.
To help, okay. Yeah. So this would fall just like, you know, DHHS and all of them. So I wouldn't argue with Lance too much on it. And,
all right.
And I'm going to make a phone call today to maybe we get this cleaned up soon.
The value on that is 93,570.
On the lot. The vacant lot, not the building.
Correct.
We're talking about the vacant lot.
Yeah, right, just now. The vacant lot.
Is
yeah.
that, I mean, is it must be big.
Well, so it's a big lot, and it's a commercial
location.
Lot.
Yeah.
It's a nice lot.
Location.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just so you know, that red line wasn't in the right place. We added 20 feet to the Joe Morton side.
Yeah, they still haven't fixed that. It doesn't go through their building.
Yeah, we found that several times, that line is just
Yeah, it's the, now that one we did put a ticket in to get fixed, because I think Nancy, or maybe it was even, somebody corrected us on that a year ago, I think.
Okay, the next one is property parcel, no, protest 166, parcel number 00732228, previous value $82,950, and this one went to $172,760, and that's a referee recommendation as well.
What's that street address on that guy?
Okay.
Boy, this map and stuff on the wall makes this so much nicer.
It is. Yeah. We can send look so we can see the same. Yeah, oh, this is just like the, it's part of the data center line. Yeah.
Be the same condition as the other two.
Yeah. I should have put those numbers in order. So we could have just did them all. I messed up. You even asked me, Janet.
Okay, so that's a farm, being farmed now?
Yeah, so that it's the same thing. They switched the value around, the ag value in use, and then we have the NRCS or the FSA soil types on there, so I can put that layer on there, and they calculate, or they'll go to the FSA office, and we just need to make sure we got the right soil types.
How did it jump so much from age? I mean, what was it under last year?
Before is they had a commercial value on it, because we were going to have it as commercial, so there was a factor on it to knock it way down, mm-hmm. because we lost it, and they were waiting to see if we could get something in sooner, and then the value in use issue came up, and we're just equalizing everything now. So that's why all of those land numbers are going to look like that. It's going to have a...
So commercial's lower? Then
no, what the factor does is depreciate. So that commercial, I want to say it would be 25 to 30% of the actual commercial value is what that. So if it was 52,000, you'd have to add or 50,000, add you know another 50 to get to the commercial value. So what we did is after the flood, it was part of that cost to cure stuff that we had going on, and we just never took it off. And then the value in use came into play, and so everybody that has it goes to the value in use method. So that's why it looks like it goes up, but the land always has a higher value, but we didn't have it on it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Other, I mean, you guys are the experts more so than me. I'm just reading the names and the numbers.
Yep, that's all part of the
okay.
I think
same
this one we got fixed.
Complex.
Okay. Now the next, I don't. Do we move forward with the next 167?
These are all the lots back behind Walmart.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's
on that road. They're putting a heck of a nice animal clinic in there. It looks really nice.
It does.
Yeah. And it's our bet.
Are they go as a group? So there are lots of.
There are lots of parcels here, Janet. They're all up.
We condense that.
But you better read them into the.
I need to read them
into the record.
Okay. Protest number 167 deals with parcel 015-7170, 015-7316, 015-8223, 015-8762, 015-8827, 015-9521. 0160317, 0160384, 0160678, 0160937, 0161267, and 0161526. You go read the values as well? Okay. So all of those we are going to look at together.
I did put the value, the current value there totals
at the bottom.
Total the old one, so
you total the old one. Okay, but the new current total is 3,110,045 as we've grouped them together.
Yes, the original. Then we've already fixed that once, but I had a mental lapse on that. It's value in use and it's ag, as everybody can see. So what I did initially was I think we had a call. Or Lance maybe even came in, but we met on that, and it was obvious that, you know, it's empty, so we had to lump it together. So what we did is we took it from that 3 down to about 1. And what we did is we just combined all the lots into 1. Then you get that discount, the acre discount on it. And I thought that, I just didn't even think it's a dang cornfield or whatever, but Daryl caught me on it. So Daryl talked to him, looked at the picture, and he said, why isn't, he goes, you're not equalized. This is supposed to be value and use like everything else. So we fixed it, and then the value and use number, so we switched it to ag off of commercial. And I want to say, ag is value and use. Make sure I got the right one so I don't read you the wrong number.
They're all right in there.
And that's behind
Walmart there, I think.
Know they were building back there. So you put it's from the College Road?
Yep, it's paved all the way back in.
Right in this area?
Yeah. Yeah, the road goes just so far.
Right at the very first lot there, on the other side of the street.
On
the other side, to your left. That 22027-43.
Is this protest 167? Because that is not the right.
Yeah, 167 is, and they're all lumped in one.
Yeah, so that goes down to 106,005. Value and use, ag land.
106,005. 10, okay, that's the first one?
No, you see how I have the whole block put together? Okay.
And we left the bank because that's a special deal that I think they're doing to help encourage people into this.
Here.
So again, here. This is another public purpose thing.
Yeah, they're all together.
One million. What was it?
No, not 1 million.
Oh, it started out at 3 at the full commercial value as individual lots.
Okay.
And then we combined all of those to the 1 point. I don't know if they have the 1 point number on there or not. 1.18 or whatever it was. And then the referee got involved, and he switched it to value and use. So now they're being treated just like, it's kind of the opposite of where the data center was going to go. This was higher, but it's going way down. It's because of what they're using it for right now. And it's probably, Rick, I'm going to assume, because it's probably part of our 91 acres here, but it's being farmed. So it's dry land, and it's probably going to be right around that.
So total goes up.
$4,000 an acre deal.
That 65 has to be in there too, Joan, I think.
It is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there was 3. That middle number was my gaff, so that's, probably wasn't, shouldn't have even been relevant. I didn't do that right.
466,200,
yeah.
Was the previous, or is that the current? Is that
that's
what we're recommending?
That's the previous.
Okay.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, we think this clearly hits dead on with the York case.
Yeah.
So this we still think this should be exempt.
And what did you say you set it as?
106,005. The referee's recommendation is 106,005.
Okay.
So 106,500.
Instead of the 3 million, the current value.
Yeah.
So the referee's recommendation is 106,005.
Yes.
Okay.
So down.
And I agree. The assessor's opinion was that too. Now, again, this, just like Lance or Mr. Eckwist just said, this falls right in line with the rest of it for public purpose. Because the intent is to sell them to bring in more businesses behind there.
But on the number, I still lost it. It's 106,005.
Me too.
Aren't we missing a number?
That doesn't add up.
106,005.
Well, it doesn't.
It's $106,005.
Should be a million something.
Shouldn't it have to be a million?
A million something.
No, not a day.
So that total.
That whole thing. Yeah, Daryl took it down to. It's in the lowest. See that. That's
you combined all the lots, and just gave an ag price.
Yeah.
So it didn't go from 3 to 1 million; it went from 3 million to 100,000.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And before it was 466,000 as individual lots.
No, as individual, it would have been 3 million.
466. Yeah.
That's what previous. Then you raise it to this, now we're setting it at this.
That just seems wild.
Okay. So I make sure I'm understanding that the recommendation on that 20-some acres of ground is to go to 106,000.
That's correct.
So that's how much per acre? 4,000?
That's going to put us right in that same ballpark.
Which is the kind of what we did for
the rest of it, yeah. And that's about for taxing purposes, that's, now what it sells for is a little higher, but we can be as low as about 69 to 75% or 72% is our range.
So what was the column that was 3 million?
That was commercial value individually for each lot. So like if you look, if you go down 77, AutoZone paid 400,000 just for land. We just had a sale over there by KFC. So we back it off of that because it doesn't have highway frontage, but you start doing big numbers, that adds up with that many lots.
But basically is ag land, that does, I mean, 4,000.
Yeah, yeah, and then that'll take it down to ag, which is, at dry is four. If it was grass, if he was just mowing it, it would be closer to, it'd be under two.
Well, that sounds like a heck of a deal to me.
Yeah, it, we lose, I mean,
a heck of a deal. But I mean, don't buy that one.
But that's, I mean, that's equalized and that's treating them like we're treating everybody else.
Yep,
well, they wouldn't sell it for that, Janet.
But yeah.
Well, if you would, I mean, I think we'd need to take Lance out to breakfast. You're selling for four?
I'm not. Well, that's okay. All right.
So that's what that one is.
106005. So do we need to divvy that up between these properties, or do we just say it's a loan?
He combined it all to one parcel of ag.
So it's the parcel directly.
That's why they got the low rate.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's lumped. Okay, it got combined as ag.
When a lot sells, just so I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to figure out, too.
So if I sell lot three, whatever lot three is, I can take and take that percentage of this 106, and that's what they have to pay for taxes?
For that one, because it doesn't, it lags a year.
Okay,
so
that's
what
I get back to your question about, is it split up then?
Right. Yeah, see, I'm not changing the platting because you guys have already paid for a survey and everything. I'm just calling them null right now. So our file and the CAMA system treats it as two parcels. I got the vet parcel by itself and then the parcel directly underneath the new vet clinic is the rest of all of them.
So if the land sells a lot, then he'll be assessed 120 or 112.
Well, the taxpayer, whoever buys the lot, then it'll catch up to them. Then we'll move it back over to whatever its use is. And it's going to be commercial, I'm sure.
But their first year, they'll get a big discount on the tax.
Well, yeah, because we always lag a year. So, usually the title company, the code, they work all that stuff out. We try to help, but.
So what value are those lots going to be valued at when they're sold or?
Right now, they just have an estimate of, about
250.
They'll set the market for us when they start buying them so we can see what it is. Because right now, this is an entirely new commercial area.
Yeah.
I'm not going to treat it like AutoZone and those guys because of the highway front.
Well, the one is sold with the animal clinic.
That there's a transaction for that one, yeah. And if we get somebody to buy another one, then they're setting the market, then that's how we'll set the value on.
So then those little pieces will be able to pull off.
Yeah, right now what we looked at is how high it was on the highway, or on 77, 75, and then, behind El Ranchito and some of those places, and that little strip mall, there was, I think it was Tom, one of the Bosque boys, were selling lots for about 100,000. So we try to combine, and it's just an estimate right now. That's how we got to the big 3 million number. Yeah. We're waiting for sales to honestly give a good estimate.
So you can't tell Lance what the taxes are going to be if they sell.
No, not until I get a sale. Yeah. Right now, I know all. If it doesn't go to exempt, right now it'll be his taxes will just be that levy against the 106,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and not on it, but once an individual parcel sells, we'll take it out. And then his 106 will go down. I'm not going to take his value and use out until he gets it all sold, or bulk of that sold, and they don't farm it anymore.
Okay. Piece by piece.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I mean, plans, I guess. Are all these things we just went through, are you on board with this?
Yes.
And we're waiting for this ruling, it sounds like.
Well, we have several that we're waiting, and I'm going to make a call. I don't know why we have to wait. I can make a call. And then I think we did the value and use. We got all those fixed. I think we're okay. It's just I think the stuff we're still waiting because we are going with exempt on NPPD, right? I know that's against the referee, but I just
That was number
It's two exempt entities, and I've always made left that exempt.
161 to 162.
Yeah. So those, okay, good.
And I think you put that letter with it. I think that's...
That's good. Yeah, I like the 77. It is. Yep. 77202 is one. It's like, I think it starts in the 200s, but 202 is the main one that deals with political subdivisions.
And then that South Sioux City, you're waiting for some kind of a notification on ownership on that one.
Yeah. And what I'm going to try to do is push that forward a little bit and get if I can get somebody to give me an email and just say, look, this is what we would do, then I'll bring it back, and then we can settle. I need it probably from Scott or Ruth is all, I think is enough for me. Either one of those two.
Good. It's strange they build on property that's not theirs, but then they don't have probably have enough cash to do what they want.
Well, yeah.
checking titles and stuff wasn't a big issue.
I'm just concerned, they gave Lance the statute. That's the statute we quoted, and what they did to us with DH, but maybe last year was different. I don't know.
Okay.
Because what Lance says is what I've agreed with in the past, and that's what got me in trouble last year. Thinking. Okay. Assessors aren't supposed to think.
Okay. Anything else that we need to...
Is that the last one?
Yeah. I think that's the list we have. I mean, unless you have something else on your list there, Lance. That's what we had on our list.
Well, thanks for listening to us.
You bet. Who's the head of the CDA now? Or does it change? Is it a
Bruce
board
Davis.
Like? Is it a board like?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's his turn in the barrel.
There you go.
You can have that if you want.
Okay. Thank you.
And did you want the York case?
Why don't you just email it to me?
That's
the thing that you sent us.
Yeah, you have case law in a folder someplace.
Yes, I don't know if you wanted it.
We do, because I'm gonna put it in the file.
Joan, I need a couple of calls to him real quick.
Where's it?
10 minutes or less.
Let's see if I have.
Should have been with Nancy.
Oh, I got it. Is it here? Wait a minute. I think I have.
Is the tax court doctor?
Yes, it is. It's just right here.
Okay. What time do you want? We can go a little while longer and just go.
Yeah, because I want to put that in all those other folders we're talking about.
What's that?
How long are you?
10 minutes apiece.
Oh.
10 minutes max.
Okay.
I just need to call about some material I'm ordering, and I need to make sure I'm getting the right.
You bet.
You want me to call for
10 minute recess. So 9:47.
All right, we're on recess.
10 minute recess. We'll look till 10 o'clock. Do I need to make most of that?
How many protests did you have?
You declared it.
Oh, it was our best year. I think
170.
This is our day three. We're kind of like.
So we were 10% of your load, I guess, huh?
Yeah, 10%. Well, we did a lot of changes this year.
Yeah.
And it affected a lot of the exempt stuff. We had churches last year or whatever that was over extra parcels and.
Marina.
That was a fight, but we got everybody fixed and happy on that. And we'll get this fixed.
It was on.
Okay. Well, 115 protests. 0035474 Catholic. Previous total was 77735. Current total 82,040. Referees recommending $74,010.
South Sioux City, West 26th Street, a 720 square foot house, so a small house and a detached garage behind it. Owner claims he can't sell it because he tried to sell it twice last year, according to him, gave me no evidence of it. We have 100 sales that would support the number, if not more.
Okay, so 74. Which is just even a smidge down than their last year's total.
Condition is 20. I'm sorry. This one we did change condition to 20. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is worth 80,000 if it's 30. If it's a 30 condition, it's a 20 condition, and went with Jeff's recommendation there. 74,010.
Okay, so we've reduced the value or the condition on that one. All right, you want to take over, Kevin, or?
I sure can.
We are on 116.
Okay. While I was gone, did we?
We got the city taken care of. Everything from 113 down on the back, we got taken care of.
Yeah, those are all done. So we just got a few on the front page and a few on the back.
Oh, I should leave more.
We're limited to 1 minute per line.
Oh, okay.
I said 3 minutes.
Three. Janet's been cracking the whip.
Oh, good.
I said three.
All right. Well, we'll do protest 116 partial 068127 Greer, 168.85 previously. Referee's recommendation is 172450.
And I expect a thank you card and
his
firstborn.
So we have kind of a multi-level house here. This one, Fair Oaks Edition, Fair Oaks Drive. Just said there was no improvements. 172450 should be sending Christmas cookies to Jeff every year. That is, I don't know. I did three sales in this area in the last year, and all of them were north of that. So,
where is this at again?
On Fair Oaks, the Tompkins. Circle Drive in Tompkins Edition.
Oh, okay.
That first road is kind of a circle.
Yeah. He's right on the bed.
Oh, right there.
He's got, I don't know if anybody's living above it anymore, but I think at one time when his kid was building the house, they had an apartment above in that garage. The detached, I'm sorry, building. But I believe it's empty now.
No change is the recommendation.
Okay. Protest 122, parcel 087415 Danker. Previous 148. Referee's recommendation is 206260.
Okay, so this is an acreage.
Freddie.
Freddie. This is his personal residence. We did the others yesterday, but he basically pulled some equalization comparables.
He thought.
They were a little. Some of them were okay, but basically. I changed the year built of his garage, which was incorrect. Recalculated the number 206260.
Yeah, I think that's
right in
more
there.
Than fair.
Yeah. See, I think the old house burnt down, and he kept that block garage.
Yep.
That's what he did.
Okay, protest 124, parcel 073538 Holmes. 7343 previous. Referee's recommendation is 74215.
Okay, this one, it's near Erie Drive there.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Right by church is. It's on Erie Drive. Anyhow.
That's right at that why servers used to have it, something like that.
Blankenship had it now to have somebody
Blankenship.
In there.
Blankenmeyer.
Mm-hmm. Blankenship, Wolfmeyer.
They submitted their 2006 land contract for evidence. Which, again, I am a student of history, but somewhat irrelevant to today's market. That was the only evidence I had.
What was the condition? I think that would be the only thing on that one. I'm trying to remember. It shouldn't be very high because I don't. Marty, have you been by that one lately? I'm trying to remember. I was in pretty, not very good condition last time.
It's losing some paint and it's. It looks a lot like that there.
Oh, does it? Okay, so that should be a fairly recent.
18. That's 18.
Yeah, fair. Oh, that's perfect. That's what I.
Okay. They submitted an appraisal with the land contract. There were no sales in the same zip code. I don't even know what to say to that. It's terrible. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Protest 131, parcel 177473 Davis. Previous 199. Recommendation is 205840.
Fiddler Creek.
Oh, that's a rectangle there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of garage.
Wow,
there's something back behind, and another.
Looks like a porch and a pool.
A pool, it looks
swimming pool. No improvements to the land. Basement's unfinished.
Is that stick built? Must be.
It was just a mail-in, but that's what we called it. Yes, you got it as a stick-built ranch.
Okay.
1,600 square feet, attached garage.
How many acres is that?
That is 5 acres.
Okay.
That looks friendly enough.
Who's across the road there?
Isn't that by McNair and?
That's McNair, Richard.
That's what I'm crying out loud.
Yeah.
No wonder you recognize him.
Wow.
I wonder if they talk. They don't talk, do they?
Yeah, you see, there's that little addition back there. It looks like it's part of the...
The house, the green room.
Yeah, that we saw that the other day. It looked at that. He ain't called me lately, so he must be mad about the whole deal.
No change was the recommendation from Frank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Protest 135, parcel 083959 Weber. 214 previous, referee's recommendation is 274865.
She might have yelled at me.
I was going to say.
What happened? Or did she finish?
Shouldn't have protested.
Or is this the one with the new building?
She's got the new building.
Oh, okay. This is.
Added building.
Yeah. Was this the hidden permit building show?
Yes. I don't know how many buildings she needs, but a lot of. She has a lot of buildings.
She's a hoarder.
She packs them full.
She came in. Just testimony mostly. We went through all the buildings, tried to convince me that they were in, you know, kind of mediocre condition.
Newer stuff.
I don't know. I corrected her open slab size, which is a concrete patio south of that detached garage. My number was 274865.
Okay. And protest 136. This was John Woodard's from yesterday that we were trying to figure out where it actually was. That's parcel 007381.
Right, it doesn't bring anything up.
That's guy right. Window, that's not it.
Those are yours? No, that's I think Daryl's file.
We gotta go fast.
Or do you want to skip it? And
yeah, let's come back to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's this one.
Oh, you got it.
Because we had to pull deeds and titles.
Yep, because it didn't bring anything up on the cheap.
And there's no, and if we found out there is no fractional lease subdivision, it's east.
So where is it at? I mean, here's the picture.
And it was two... So what it is it is that is the creek behind it, mm-hmm. And it was a sale. It was so basically, Civils initially sold to Barclay, and that's how then the Barclay sale to Mr. Woodard he sold both the parcels, all that land back to him, and it is. On the creek, one house, one vacant.
It's basically right across the street from the Krause's. See the Krause's that we just did a little bit ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There should be, I thought when we zoomed in, we saw there's some playground equipment somewhere. Was there a picture we had? Or was it on the GIS site where we saw?
It was on the home. That's where the playground stuff is in their backyard.
Yeah,
or at least it was at a time.
Yeah, because it was in one of our overlays. And it actually goes, here's the part, so I wanted to get the, because
so
we're
right,
concerned
is it
about.
Is still right here? Is that where we thought?
Yeah, see, yeah, the, it's just not, the lines aren't drawn. They have it's a pretty good chunk of ground. But, and the legal for it, I don't know, it looks like a lawyer rewrote the legal and combined two legals into one and never had a survey. But essentially what the legal did do is it follows the center line of Omaha Creek. So the back of their, all that property that they own goes to the middle of that creek all the way back up to the top, back over and then down the street is what it's supposed to look like. So it's a big chunk, but he has that creek. And I don't know how bad the creek is there. That's Front Street, I believe.
Going out to
I always worry about water, you know, and creek
it's
cutting
really
away.
Deep.
And
it's really deep creek, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's extremely deep.
Yeah.
It's, what do they call it? It's Omaha, I think, is what they're called.
Yeah. I can't imagine he can do anything with it besides own it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why did he
kinda
buy
like
it?
Kind of like Herman Freeze's little
Yeah, his little
can't do anything with.
Yeah, I don't know why he would have bought, I mean, I could see maybe the house if you're going to do something for rental or something short term, but why, he bought both parcels. He bought it all.
Mm-hmm. Probably do a mobile home or something maybe there.
Something you can pull out of there.
Yeah.
So it's bigger than it looks there, but we don't have it, and that's something we'll have to work. It has to go with the Homer East plat, I think is what that's going to fall under, not fractional east.
So is there any adjustment when there's a creek behind
it? We haven't done it unless we've gotten floods and we can actually see the damage in things. But we're very sensitive to that with the river and everything. We know we get it. We get problems.
Yep.
So we try to always, if somebody gets it, you know, have them call us so we can go out and look and get a picture. Mm-hmm. So and then it would be a functional for the land.
Is the value at
15? I guess what's your recommendation on it?
15.4.
On my work on it, I didn't get a talk, so I don't know. Unless he told Sandy, did you get a call to Woodward, or did he not?
This was a mail-in. Woodward emailed in.
He never gave us anything that showed water or said that water was a problem. He was upset about the land value, which everybody is. I would be too, but
it's equalized.
Yeah. So right now it's equalized. I would stick with that. Now, if he comes back in like he wants to appeal what the board does, then I can sit down and talk with him, and maybe there is a water problem. Okay. I could see it being
combine,
a problem.
Combine the lots and value. You got acre. Oh,
we could.
There.
It's big enough. I think it would be big enough.
Okay.
So I can talk to him about that.
Oh, there it says 87. Am I in the wrong one?
Well, that's Harris.
131. Okay, that's 36 and not 136.
Yeah, so I would say for right now, I would just leave them equalized because that's safest, and then let them come in and talk to us again to get the right amount of evidence. Heck, and if he can't come in because of the code, we'll go to him. I mean, it's not like we can't drive to home or drive down there and take a look.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird shaped little area right there, right on that corner.
It is, and like I said, the water stuff makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. Well, like Larry mentioned too, I know Tony's had a ton of water problems with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Protest. Protest 141, parcel 0822200, Larson. Previous 170460, referee's recommendations 163750.
I had the wrong Larson.
Acres outside of Homer. It's an older house, about 6 acres. Their argument was equalization and a little bit of quality and condition. I concurred with Jeff, quality average, and we recalculated the value. It was a good quality, which I felt that was a little strong for this house.
It's not a true big craftsman. It's more of a bungalow-y craftsman. So
it is 1,800 square feet, but we felt 30 is probably... puts it in line with the other, you know, older kind of houses. The number just comes up at 163,750.
And that would equalize it because they need to finish the site. I mean, they've been working on it, but if you walk around the house, you'll see where they haven't done that.
The back picture,
it looks
pretty
bad.
Okay. So, protest 142, 273723 is the parcel number. Sedeby. Previous 178, referee's recommendation is 187,690.
Is this tortoise? This is right next to Jeff, right?
Yeah, Jeff sold it to him. Yeah, exactly.
That house, they've done a lot.
Done a lot.
Wasn't that old yellow one?
Yeah, the old yellow one up on the hill.
Yeah, he told me he had 200 bats in there when he got it.
That's probably low.
When I think I was 14 or 15, my dad and I built the chimney.
Did you really have that one?
Wow.
Was that?
It's got a longwood stove in it.
Was that Reamer's?
Black. Steve Black.
Wow. Okay. I said that's been there a long time.
Yeah.
I believe 200 pounds.
Not dating you, Marty.
Thanks,
I'm
guys.
Sorry.
The bats weren't in the chimney. Okay.
5 gallon buckets of cement with a string on it to get it up there.
Oh, my goodness. It's still there. Look at it. It looks good.
Yep.
It's good craftsmanship.
They've done a really nice job on the home.
Biggest issue here was that there's a detached, it's a utility building. It's got a, he's working on it. It's not quite done. He doesn't have a cement floor, so it's dirt. It doesn't have a garage door. It's a tarp. All I did was I changed it from a detached garage to a utility building and then recalculated the number, which comes up to $187,690.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty good.
Okay, protest 144, parcel 012245, Neal. They were previously 152. Referee's recommendation is 174,540.
Is this the one you and I talked about?
Oh, yes.
Is this here in Dakota City?
Dakota City. Yeah, we talked about her vacant land behind it yesterday, I believe.
Yeah. Yep, there. Yep, right down the hill. She went right kind of kitty corner from her corner over to that vacant lot that they bought.
The complaint was a large increase in value, surrounded by homes in disrepair, and then, which I'm not quite sure about that since the river's right there. And then she claims to have a verbal estimate from Deb Larson that claims that she could not get the assessed value.
I could go to Heidi, buy a box of Cheerios, and pull out a real estate license. So I take realtor estimates with a grain of salt.
Especially when they're verbal.
Yeah, you know, that's just like, I mean, and I know, I've known Deb for years.
I think you could get that.
If she was serious, she would write up a broker's opinion, and I would probably even read it. But if Deb just said something to him, it's not.
I asked her to produce it in writing, and you know, she had a few weeks to submit it.
So what do we have on that?
That is 144.
174,540.
169.
This one.
Oh, protest.
Oh, sorry. Oh, 169. Sorry, yeah.
Is that what you recommended on this house?
This is the one where the value didn't roll, so we recommended an increase. But.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a nice house. I mean,
I think you could get that in Dakota City any day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Protest 169, parcel 273622, Matney.
Oh, yes.
Previous of 40,000. Referee's recommendation is 10,000. Looks like it's just land.
Just land by the school, South Sioux City. Matney built those three houses right in front of it.
Ed did. Yeah, before he passed. But those were those program houses for the city.
Yeah.
What I did on this is Ed and I talked, and this is true. Well, remember I said as far as access goes, very, very rarely have I ever found a no access. This is a no access. Because I took him out of equalization to get to that number. Olert King owns everything behind him, and I already know what he wants to sell any of that, and it's going to take a big pocketbook. And then he sold everything under him to the new people who own the nursing home. And the only way he can get to that is if he gets permission from one of those houses, or Olert King, or the new owners of the nursing home.
Why wasn't the lot all the way to the end?
Yeah, it's a big... See, I thought their original plan was they were going to continue to build those program houses. And it was and they were going to buy a strip of land from Olert King fell through. Because every time they talked, the price went up. So
when they plotted that thing, if they just put one little cul-de-sac in there, they could add some.
Who owns where the cul-de-sac is?
The new company that owns the nursing home.
Oh.
I forget the name of them off the top of my head. Because it's changed twice. We thought the state took it over initially. But and then it got bought. It's a beautiful chunk of land, and it was worth what we had on it before, but it just didn't get developed right. And then senior passed, and the transaction didn't take place. So that is truly one that has an access issue,
River
and there's no easement
living
from anybody to it. We double checked that.
Okay. Offer that to those two houses so they get a bigger backyard.
Exactly.
That's all they can do. You're right. That's the area.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's all he can do. That's a big chunk of land here.
We are on protest 59, Guy Properties.
Oh, is this mine?
Protest 079595, previous 74, referee's recommendation is 28.
Oh, this is Doug Helbig. I'm sorry. Yep. Protest, this is one of Doug. This is the guy that never showed up.
Wendell.
Wendell.
Thank you, Sam.
And.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm just going to make a few trips in and out here.
Okay.
And the referee looked the building over, and it was in the shape that the picture showed, actually. And he lowered that old Quonset hut to 5445. And then I believe he set the land up as, what was it, grass or something? It was low, and it's 23,400.
Okay.
Or no, I'm, yeah, 23,400. So his recommendation was 28,845 for the building and that land.
So the land value was too high.
Yes, yeah, the we were able went, to. Yeah. I think we had
you
it.
You did the LV 372 on that we ruled on yesterday.
Yes, that was okay. Part of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what he was waiting for. He said whatever that number came out to, just add it.
That's what we approved yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I initialed it there, just so, because Doug said just initial it, and I'll send him a copy. And
that about what they were asking for on that? Was that 28?
I think
they wanted
30. The way it worked out to equalize it, it went it's like $2,000 less than they asked.
Okay. Well, they should be happy.
Yeah.
Okay. We have protest 95, McNear, parcel 127573. Referee recommendation of 48,830.
So we give him Mr.
Did we?
No.
Oh, no, I think we were waiting on the land thing. Was that 95, Kevin?
Yes, protest 95.
Okay, so Doug on this one had it set to LB 372, turned it down to 1973.16 an acre. So for the 24.22 acres, his new land value is $47,790. And then he had some outbuildings out there, and Doug put a value of $1,040 on those. Is all. I don't know what they were valued. I'm trying to remember what his buildings even are out there.
So he went up.
Yeah, he went up from
that
his.
That seems weird.
He went up.
Yeah, I had to grasp my
mind. Oh, he did. He was at 43,140. He probably shouldn't have protested.
Yeah.
And he was right, overcharging for.
He's equalized now.
Yeah. Oh, did he raise these outbuildings? Maybe that's why he went up. No, it's only $1,000. $1,040.
Okay.
It would be that piece. Oh, yeah, there are buildings.
630, the outbuildings did go from 630 to 1040.
40, okay. He does have a few buildings there. And, okay.
Yeah.
So that was the referee's recommendation for, and that was the LB7, the 24.22.
How many acres?
I didn't initial that. I got 20
some.
20 some acres, so it's basically
24.
Yeah,
so it's $2,000 an acre.
Yep, it's under two an acre, so that's
1974 or something that we voted on. Yeah.
And that's exactly what they gave us in that LB 372. So the LB 372 he protested with. Yes. Oh yeah, that's what
there
it is per acre.
1973.16 is what LB 372 set it at.
Yep.
Well, we set it what the state wanted. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
okay.
You guys aren't.
He must have had some of the lower stuff that I had undervalued.
Get the phone go.
I know. I'll be getting. Yes, he's gonna be mad. I guess so, I should have. I didn't look at that.
That's okay. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's true.
So can we do the next three of Emmett's together?
Yes. Emmett's are all going to be the LB 372 grassland.
Okay, so we will do protest 127, parcel 077886, protest 128, parcel 077452, protest 129, parcel 077274, Albanicious. We have referee recommendations of 71975, 27770, and 29230. So it looks like we've gone down on all three of them with the recommendations.
Yeah, the land, it did, it dropped it to 39650 on protest 127, the land. That's LB 372. 128, the LB 372. Dropped it down to 27770 for the land, and it was 29865. And then the 29, I think these are Kevin's.
That last parcel, it was, last year was 14,000, so it went that, from 14 to 75, and now it's to 29. That seems weird.
On which one? I'm sorry.
Didn't it had something to do with his
77274.
With how
there's
he had
no
the ground registered.
Auto grass plus new grass.
Square foot to grass plus new grass valued. His notes were. Oh, it was valued, the high number was valued as dry tillable, which would have been, you know, corn or beans or something, which is closer to 4,500 or 4,000 an acre. Mm-hmm. And then the really low number was, I think they thought the contract was a wetlands contract, and we had a low number that the Turks had a precedent on years ago for Hohenstein's. Kurt, I think he used to be an attorney or something here, went to jail. But we lost a Turk case. And then now he's actually back.
Albanicious are all going down on every tag to the
And then the new number is, it's actually grass. Okay. And it's not a wetland, it's a CRP.
So it went from tillable to grassland. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Got it. Makes sense.
Well, can I get mine set up that way?
Absolutely, Larry.
Seriously.
I don't know what you have. I don't.
Well, I got corn in there now.
Well,
can I put it in there?
Corn in there now.
Well, it's commercial. I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got buildings on it.
Larry, go talk to your ASE office. You put it in program.
Tell him. Yeah.
Put him full of flowers like Emma did. You know, he's in that.
Yeah.
He's in the bee program.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That way you'll be able to dance around your field and.
Okay.
Take family photographs.
Yeah.
Sure. I think I'm mistreated.
Yeah, we're abusing you. And then I'm sorry, the other one was 29230.
Yeah. Okay.
So those were all the recommendations on sure, those three.
Yep.
All right. So we got protest 89, parcel 027080, Cherry Ridge.
Oh.
Previous 1,200,000. Referee's recommendation is 1,662,708.
Yes, we had, Daryl did an income approach on that one.
Is that where he had the fire?
No.
Was the next
one. Cherry Ridge is the one down closer to the river.
Yeah,
Cherry Ridge is closer to the river. They got where the old Goodwill apartments were.
Yeah.
Then Riverfront Apartments.
There
was the Arbors
that
had that fire.
Yep.
Is this a mobile home?
Yes, that's Stan's place.
This one.
That's the 801 East 9th Trailer Park.
Oh, those are brick ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherry those Ridge there.
Nice kind of right across from where you pumped all that sand up there years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty nice one.
$4 million worth of buildings there.
Oh, yeah. And we get.
Easy.
And they put it in that low income and it kills us.
So that's why it's so low then?
Yeah. We have to use the state. So we did it. We do income values on them, an income approach. But what happens is we use the state-provided cap rate, which ultimately it's that cap rate that ends up setting your value. So what Daryl did is he went back through it. He talked to them, got all their expenses and everything, and put them in. And he came up with $1,662,708. So it's probably round to 710. In the CAMA system, because we can only end in a 5 or 0 with our rounding. In his notes on it, he looked at it, and he's got the same worry I do with all of them. A standard apartment complex on an income approach is going to be 35% expenses. All of these are now starting to get up, and this one was built in 2012, mind you. They're all getting up into the 60% range. So they're like trying to, and I think Jim actually talked about that yesterday, that he had one that was, their expenses were way too high, and he just totally redid it. So we're going to have to address that at some point, too, for the county, because I believe, if I understand it correctly, if I track it, and I have a sheet, we track it every year, for 5 years and prove the difference, we can say those are too high. We're going to use our true standard, which is probably 35% to 40%, which will help us, and then hopefully the state will adjust the cap rate back up for us a little bit. And we'll find out, though, because that's my plan, one of the next projects they have in the office.
I talked to a maintenance guy out there. He was an ex-maintenance guy that still lived on property, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. But he was saying they basically just don't fix anything. It's all the original, you know, water heaters that were the cheapest water heaters you could buy at the time.
Come in and build.
He said their, you know, their actual maintenance is extremely low.
Yeah. So, they're claiming it's high.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, he said it's ridiculous. They even got rid of the full-time guy. He said they've got like a part-time maintenance guy now.
Well, yeah, they don't want to pay it, but they'll charge us. So then we got to find out. They're not honest when they give.
You can't get the detail on.
Yeah, we just get the numbers.
Their property or not?
Yeah, because the state gives them the form they have to fill out. We have to use that form. But anyway, so they're at 166, and that will meet. I think it's really close to what they wanted. If I remember, I think we had them at 17 maybe, but.
Okay.
91.
Yeah, but I would go with Daryl's math on that. It all looked good.
Okay.
On him.
We'll move on to protest 91, parcel 056080 Tantera. 1 million last year. Referee's recommendation is 1,147,665.
Yes. And I know they wanted to go down to like 800 and some thousand. What we have on that, I mean, it's pretty simple. We looked at it two different, or I shouldn't say we, I got a mouse in my pocket. Daryl looked at it two different ways, and he went back out and picked it up, and we were missing some pads and some other information. So we kind of looked at it from the market, because this thing has sold twice over the last few years. The last sale, it sold for $1,250,000.
Mm.
So they kind of set their own market on it when they paid that for it. And like everybody else, they try to say that, nope, realtor held a gun to my head. I had to
way buy. Overpaid.
Yeah, but, and then we also did an income on it based on the pads and what you can get for rents on pads. And that's where his 1.147665 came to. And actually, I came up with the exact same number.
That's good.
Okay. So we agreed on that. It's easy to, you have to use set cap rates and things like that, but I like that number.
All right. We're on protest 108.
Okay, 108.
Parcel 069123, Garwood.
Oh, yeah.
Previous 216520. Referee's recommendation is 216.50.
Yep, and it was just a little change. Josh went out and they relooked at her bill. It was some condition on some of the buildings was really the only change. Other than that, they thought that number was good. He had 216,050 as a referee recommendation on that.
All right.
And it was just, like I said, just some condition with a couple of the, it might have been the grain bins.
Okay. And my understanding is the rest of them were all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We went with the referee recommendation on.
And then that 167 was set at 106,005 for all of those parcels combined at Salt Bear Land.
Okay.
if you want to write.
Yeah, that hurts.
And then what are we doing there? Are we leaving it the value set, and then you're just going to say they're exempt and they don't get paid taxes off of it? That's the
value. I'm going to make the rest of those lots null, so it won't use them to calculate anything, and I'm going to put the total value on the parcel right below where they're working on the new
hospital. And then some of these, like 161 and 162, you agreed they were exempt, but were leased.
On the one, like the one with MPPD, I think they, to me, that's a black, you know, like Lance would say, that's a black and white case or whatever you want to say it. It's clear, it's a 202, it's exempt. I'm not sure what Daryl had something in there, so I disagree with the referee on that. The referee said it could be fought because of, they're actually getting over market rent for that one.
Oh.
They're getting paid higher than what market would yield for that. So, and he thought somehow that fit in. And I'm just like, well, I don't think we're going to be able to fight anybody on just, MPPD is technically a political subdivision, and
dude, it's like the federal government.
Basically, they can do whatever they want. I hate the power companies. They get us all the time.
Well, you can say that again.
Yeah.
Well, we still pay for everything, plus the power. But
they pay taxes. Don't they pay taxes?
So they would be, they're not even state assessed anymore. It used to be they were state assessed, and we would get a little piece of that pie. They don't, now as this new entity, the state doesn't even state assess them.
So when you're setting our total county's valuation, do we take into consideration the things that we are not taxing? So like the churches and the schools, so is that valuation all part of our total valuation number?
Right now, no, because it would be, we're picking them up and putting the right values on them. It's going to be, because for years they, you know, we just would, the old standard for counties was put a buck on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's exempt, who cares anyway?
Yeah.
But ultimately, the reporting, the school reporting, they need to know what your total county value is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it. So we've pretty much got almost all of our exempt stuff done. I should be done, or it'll be done in probably this year, and we'll report a new number next year. And that will be inclusive of exempts. We'll just pull it separate and let you know that there's no levy against it, but because we have, it's like the city has over 130 parcels.
So the levy evaluation will be up, so our levy will be higher because there's going to be a lot of stuff valued.
It hurts us. The more parcels that come off for these things hurt really bad.
But you're pulling it, he is pulling it out of the value that we levy against?
Yeah, we're not levying
okay,
any.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, that's my bad.
Yeah, no. On the report, I'm trying to come up with how we can report it to you. So you see the total county value, then.
This is the exempt portion of our county. Yeah. 10% or 15% of our county's exempt.
Okay. That we're not going to get, and this is what the taxes would be, and then I'll give you what we can levy against it.
Okay.
And we should have all that done usually at the time of the school report, because the state doesn't like us to do anything after the school report. It messes up that TEOSA formula, I believe is what it's called. Yeah, but every county should be doing that. I don't know if they are. It's not, I think the board needs to understand that too. It helps us when we talk with Lance and stuff like that to know. Like I said, they got over 100, last count was 126, and they've added at least 12. Those are off of the tax roll. And it just adds up. That's what I call land barren, and that's the stuff the state's supposed to be helping counties with, saying you're not exempt to own property.
And then he made the statement, we don't really want to own this land. I mean, did you hear that?
I think that's what he's, but
we don't really want to own this.
Then start selling it. There's guys that can build houses on these lots.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that would want to build a house on these lots.
That's an idea.
Yeah, if they don't want to own it, I suppose.
Well, it's for sale, that stuff they built up the tech center.
Yeah. Like that 106 right behind there, we can buy that. We can start selling at 250. That'll solve our...
I know it. I just wish there was a way we could find the incorporate somebody serious, county economic development. It's perfect. And the land bank, just so you know, and I wanted to touch on Lance, that's why they have land banks. Well, land banks right now, and this legislation looks like it could pass, will allow, we're like a class two, or then you go down to villages, But a city of a Class II statute can own as much as, I want to say it was 20 to 25% of the parcels.
Wow.
On top of what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And if the city owns it, it's exempt. We could lose a lot more. Now, I know there's a lot of people trying to fight this thing. The whole point is they're saying they're going to take our tax sales away from us, and this land bank is going to buy them. And the land bank is technically would be the city it's in. And then they own them, and they can do what they want to with them, basically.
But if they, for instance, if they, that one that was condemned property, if they can, if they take that condemned
if they
property
take
out there, it helps the people on either side, and if they put a new house in there.
Yeah, so what we hope is, and what we'd like to see happen, is have our private HCIs, Hobies, I'd rather sell to them directly knowing.
Yeah.
Because right now our track record with TIFs and with what we're sitting at, and it's been hurting the county since I've been here, and I believe in TIFs, by the way, it's just, it's hurting us, is they own that many parcels, and we can't get any revenue. The longer, that's why churches can only own, when we went through that, you own your church and your parking lot, your other parcels, you're not being exempt to gain land and continue buying land. And that's the same for the city. But like I said, if we got over 130 plus parcels now held up, and that's just, that doesn't count the CDA. That's just the city.
So if you get a developer own those and go out and put some low cost housing on
it, we'd go through the roof. If we could get some commitment from somebody to own those
and build on them.
Yeah, and tear them down like the blighted, like the one he said, if I have a lot and you tear down the house, well, I want to see a contractor on it next year.
Infill.
If I'm a taxpayer in the
infill
city, because I...
That'd be a very good idea.
A lot of those properties don't have the proper utilities and access and stuff, you know. So the infrastructure cost is considerable.
Yeah, and that's where all their TIF dollars come from, to pay for that.
And then if they want much over $10,000 an acre, you know, to go in there and develop, they have to add all the other costs of the infrastructure, then you're up there. The borderline is whether you're going to make any money or not.
Yeah, that's why you got to get that stuff cheap, on the cheap, like on the tax sales and stuff, to get ahead.
Is the has the building permit come through with the new apartment complex that they're building in South Sioux?
I can make.
Back.
No, I haven't seen one. Chrissy's on vacation, but I haven't seen it. She gets them first, but nobody's put one on my
head. I know they're putting the road in. Right back behind where the water treatment plant is, across from the soccer field there.
Oh, I
285 units, I think.
The city put something in with an ordinance about something back over there. So that must be, they must have changed it, zoning or something.
We took the referee recommendation.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I mean, if that's what you...
No, I'll have to double check.
It's a big deal, it's a big deal.
And it's, who's, is it Ho-Chunk doing it?
No, it's out of the area, developer coming in.
Oh,
put up a big apartment complex.
Okay. I think it's even owned by some developer.
So, it isn't owned by anybody locally.
I will make a motion to accept the referee's recommendation on all protest hearings heard today.
I can second that. Janet? Yes. Martin?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry? Yeah.
Okay, that covers our protest hearings. We'll move on to new business. Approval of the previous minutes from July 23rd of 2020. Our minutes from yesterday.
Which are attached to your agenda.
Yep. So I will make a motion to accept that.
Second it.
Martin?
Yep. Or I'll abstain. I wasn't here yesterday.
Okay. Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Is that true? That so if you're not here, you shouldn't do that after 2 minutes? Okay, you have to think of that,
really.
Yeah, since I don't have
really
working knowledge.
Can't really think that they're accurate.
Okay.
So we'll move on to mail and or emergency business.
I think we're pretty quiet.
I don't believe we have any. So we'll move on to public comment, of which there is none. So we will adjourn. It is 11:16.
Three hours and 15 minutes.
Boy, you guys.
We'd be noon. I tell you.